Guys, Gio here. Welcome back to episode 18 of GioCast. back here in Austin now, which is near Nosara. I had a really amazing week last week. We got a mini vacation, me and my wife, to go to Envision Festival and talk a bit about that. Gratitude, a bit about like scaling and growth in the business world. And I got to keep it super quick because my daughter, she's got to get to school. They have their Egypt project today, and she told me that she's late, she's gonna kill me. So might be a bit of a shorter episode today. Today's also the launch of the Breath Source, which is an awesome app where it connects all these amazing breathwork facilitators, which they like to call breath masters. I definitely don't consider myself a master, still a beginner learning about breath work and all of these things. And you know, the more I learn, the more I realize how little that I know. Definitely check that out. The Breath Source, I'll leave a link to it in the bio description. And of course, subscribe to this podcast if you enjoy it. I'd love to hear from you guys. I had a few people reach out and just share a few things that really resonated with them. And it's really helped to inspire me to keep creating this. You know, this is just a podcast of self-expression, of things that are on my mind or that I'm feeling. But I love when something resonates and people reach out to me. So you can connect with me on Instagram at Elemental Geo, on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you feel you want to connect. And a lot of people ask me, like, you know, like, what's the difference? You have the Breath Source, but you have Elemental Rhythm, and isn't it competing with each other? And I'm trying to really drop the idea of competition, and we learn about that in business school and growing up, and how to win and be better and be the best, and everyone else, you know, is a competitor. But as I got into more of the wellness space and the float industry, I realized that, you know, rising tide lifts all ships, and it's best to just support everyone and have this really collective, collaborative, open source environment where you can share ideas and what works. And when you have that kind of mindset, this oneness mindset, you attract all this abundance and connection and community versus, you know, wanting to own the world and be alone on your island with your yacht. So it's been a beautiful experience. And the more I do that, the more I find more opportunities come my way. And so you can check that out as we all give our own amazing different pieces of content. And of course, Elemental Rhythm, we just relaunched. The website's faster for those who have been having some issues. It should be fully resolved within the next week or so. And if you've had some issues, reach out to me and I'll have a gift for you. And especially for those who've been giving us feedback, we really, really appreciate it. And of course, our facilitator training. If you're interested in that, definitely it's been amazing. We're going through our level 2 training now, where we really bring the coach through the process. And as you're doing any self-development work, it gets hard. There's moments where you want to quit, where you want to give up, where you feel like you're going backwards. But as you have more awareness, now you're going to see a lot more of the things that have been holding you back that you haven't been conscious of. These challenges that are up front, and it's your opportunity to purge and to release them and to change them. So whatever kind of practice you're doing, you know, whenever you feel like, oh my God, am I moving backwards? I'm actually feeling worse. It's probably not worse. You're just feeling more, allowing yourself to feel, because the human mind likes to shut off feelings if they're uncomfortable and find ways to distract or numb or whatever you want to call it. And as we do this work, whether it's plant medicine or psychedelics or breath work or personal development or coaching, we shine a light on these things and we start to feel them again. But now we have this opportunity to shift them both in real time as they happen, and then afterwards as we integrate these experiences and find strategies to reprogram or to get our needs met, etc. And I'll go deeper into that stuff in a future podcast. So Envision was amazing. Me and Steph went. We weren't planning to go. We went to Dominical a few weeks ago in Chiripo, and I talked about my last podcast, and a bunch of friends there were like, you gotta come. I'm like, I'm not sure. The kids, the dog, blah, blah, blah. And it just all kind of came together. Someone had tickets available for super cheap last minute. And then our friends own an amazing boutique hotel in Dominical, which just had the bus. They had this like really cool pimped out bus condo unit. I don't know what you even call it. With the room, a kitchenette, air conditioning, it was available. And everything just seemed to happen. So we went out Thursday to Sunday. And we got to see two sunrise sets, which were amazing. Some of my favorite artists, or new favorite artists. Sabo did an amazing morning set. And we saw Jay Patterson, we saw some other DJs, Rodrigo Gallardo. One of the sets that stood out the most was Alex Serra. I didn't even really know who he was, and I heard some of his music before because some of it sounded familiar, but a really intimate set where he just shared a lot of his story. And that storytelling was so important because it made me really connect with his music. as he was telling his story of pain and struggle, which pushed him to write music, pushed him to leave the States and travel and go into the unknown, allowed him to evolve. And that's exactly what I was talking about earlier, is where, you know, we get these opportunities through our challenges to evolve. And so as he was sharing his story and playing, I felt so much more connected, which is why I think it's important as a facilitator or in anything you do, is how do you build connection with the people you serve, with your community, so they can understand you better, so they can really feel what you're sharing. And in the last episode, I talked about, you know, impress versus express. When, you know, you're an artist or a performer, you know, someone really trying to express an emotion or a feeling. And as Alex was sharing his story and his music, I felt just so connected. And so did the whole crowd. It was just the most amazing experience. So I'm going to drop a little reel, some videos. So check out my Instagram if you want to see that, some of his music. And there's been this conversation around starting a music label. I know nothing about starting music labels. I know nothing about the music industry, but all this music we've been creating with all these artists, there's this talk of creating a music label. And I want it to be different. I want it to be about telling the musician's story and their journey, so people can really connect with them. And so the music will hit on a deeper level, and then also use all these musicians' music and breathwork experiences. So again, the listeners can experience the breathwork in a heightened state and go a lot deeper. So that's the high level kind of intention. So I'd love to hear what you guys think about that. And we got hopefully dropping our first artist collaboration very, very soon. Can't announce it yet because I still got to run them through the experience and make sure they approve. But I'm super grateful for all these opportunities. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, someone's asking, like, what's the secret to abundance? And I don't know what the secret is, but I know for sure that if you start with gratitude and make it a daily practice and be really grateful for all the things you have, you open up this kind of abundance portal where opportunities will start coming to you and more things will start coming. So how do we live in that gratitude? It's just this constant reminder of being grateful for all the things we have. So yeah, so maybe that's a secret to abundance. I don't know. And it's really just dropping your perceived perspective or conditioning of what abundance actually is. And it's not just money. It's time. It's feeling fulfilled and having significance and connection and community. That's what it is for me. And doing things that are meaningful. You know, I was going to talk a bit about scaling and business, but I just don't think we're gonna have time today. But one thing that someone asked me about was like, how do you juggle so much on your plate? And I just went back to my old job because, you know, I needed some extra money and I'm just exhausted. I think when you're aligned with the things that you love and the things that you do and that lights your heart on fire, you get a lot of extra energy. And for me, most of the stuff I do doesn't feel like work. Like, I love problem solving when I can see what the intention is of what we're trying to do. And the other thing that's important is really creating a team around you that have a similar culture and alignment. And that's regardless if it's your partner in life, if it's your friends group, if it's the people at your work. And when you can start like hiring and building that way or finding friends that way, it'll enhance your life. You know, you become the people you surround yourself with. So having that alignment and people that will also challenge, people that are interested in problem solving, people that are interested in questioning you and your thoughts, but not trying to judge or not trying to put you down, really with trying to understand and to grow together. And when it comes to the business environment, before I would take it all on because I saw these things as expenses. I saw these things as I don't want to spend that money. But really what it was doing was freeing me to do what I did best and bring the most value I could. And all these other things I started looking at as investments. You know, like, can I get a return on this investment? Can this allow me to do more? Can they help me get things done better? Because I realized I'm a great strategist. I'm good at seeing the big picture and really organizing things. When it comes to like detailed execution, I really need help. You know, I get a lot of things done, but it's not my forte. So start to look at that. Like, how do you invest in yourself to free up time for the things that you either love to do or that you bring a lot of value into this world with, rather than looking at it as an expense? Because if you can create an investment and look at it like that, then it'll change that whole perspective. And also cutting the expenses that are not working or not useful or whatever. So I'm going to end it there today. Super quick one, short one. I just want to get on here and share. I'll definitely share more about Envision on the next one. And I really recommend everyone to check it out. So well done. It was so clean. The music was amazing. The workshops, the vibe, the people that I met there. You're in the jungle. You're on the beach. You have sunrise sets and you can go to the beach. You can watch the sunset there and people playing and just pure magic. So again, I'm Gio. This is Geocast 18. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave me a comment, connect, send me an email, tag me on, send me a message, wherever you want to send me a message, because I'd love to connect with you guys. Peace. Have an amazing day.